It was worse than anything I could have imagined. His delivery is always terrible, but yesterday he was in really foul mood. Standing out there on the White House lawn, looking at people and scowling at them and screaming at them, and it was a friendly crowd because they kept going, golf clap. They kept giving the... Oh, not even that loud. It was... You know, the golf clap is what you give to Tiger Woods after he birdies a par five. There's... you expected him to get an eagle, but he birdied it. It was perfectly pedestrian. So you give him, oh, great shot, Tiger. There's a little golf clap. They were giving the regime leader the golf clap because he was promising that he was going to ban guns, assault weapons, or as Hosey O'Donnell would say, assault weapons. He said he should have done it in the 1990s. Well, no, he said, I did it. But then the evil Don John of Mar-a-Lago came along. And Don John undid the ban. And now people are being mowed down in the streets willy-nilly because there's no ban on assault weapons. Really? There's an awful lot of handgun killing out there, too. You know what else there is? There's also an awful lot of infanticide going on. But in any event, this was boilerplate straight out of Mario Cuomo crap from the 1980s. This guy is so tired and worn out. I think that the clip we played yesterday from the rapper, dude, what was his name? Ernst? Tyrus. Tyrus is absolutely correct. This is family parenting values, the values of Hunter Biden running America. Folks, I'm telling you, I've been covering and reading this stuff for 31 years now. Well, you know, before I got into radio, I was reading it for 3 years. So for 34 years, I have been reading, commenting, and thinking, and talking about this stuff. I cannot remember. You know why? Because it didn't happen. There has never been a time when I genuinely fought that the American Union and the American civilization was about to crack. I mean, I might have hysterically embellished some of the events of the day from time to time. TKD, you would never do that. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Okay, every now and then. This is rising to a fever pitch now. I have a Substack that I'm working on. I was gonna try and compel myself to finish it before the program. I need to finish my show prep. I'll write this off, finish the Substack afterwards. I would like to relay the title of it for you so that you can look forward to it today and forward it around. Here's the title. Infanticide pimps are relying on our meekness. We must show them that term doesn't mean surrender. It's not published yet. I haven't published it. It's in a draft. The demonic hordes seem to think we will sheepishly bow to their new fetish of judiciary-ordered abortions. We won't. I want to drill this point into every listener's head. I want to make you little soldiers of the crusade out there. You know, I was reading, if you go to mikechurch.com/night, there's never been a better time to sign up to be a Crusader Knight. Claim the pin. Wear it in public. If you go to mikechurch.com/night, you will see I link to a letter and a very lengthy discussion of St. Bernard of Clairvaux in a letter that he wrote to a man named Hugh de Payon, or de Payen. Hugh de Payen is one of the founders of what you call today the Knights Templar.
Miniature plane! Now you're waiting in Alex Jones territory with the Knights Templar. They're evil!
Completely and totally mischaracterized. There may be Knights Templar today that are Masons. There may be. I don't know. I never really researched the question. I know that people say that, but I can tell you that the original, not the compromised second draft, the original Knights Templar were Knights of the Highest Order. In any event, do you know what St. Bernard of Clairvaux wrote to Hugh de Payen when he was asking the question about is it legitimate for noblemen to become these knights and then to wage war on the Mohammedan to take back the Holy Land and preserve the Holy Sepulchre, the Holy Relics, the Holy City, as the Mohammedan was laying waste to the city of Jerusalem. And St. Bernard wrote him back and said, not only is it legitimate, it's basically required. Good men, Christian men, cannot sit by while evil terrorizes and threatens their very civilization. It's a very famous letter. We seem to have traded that in today for a bunch of fairies, a bunch of sissy-minded, oh no, we must go peacefully. Let's make a compromise. Let's make a deal. Again, on the pages of the Catholic thing again, the Professor Randall Smith is asking the same question that he asked 10 days ago when I first read it to you and disagreed with, that we must all lay down and be prepared to be rolled over by Elizabeth Warren and the gang. It's not going to happen here. The way that the first 49 years of the war went, that's over. War's over, man. Wormer dropped the big one. War's over, man. Alito dropped the big one. It is a complete and total act against charity and against justice now to allow the killing of the soon-to-be-born to continue when it has been placed into the hands. This is an intermediary step. This is not where we want to be. Step in the right direction into the hands of the various state legislatures. Again, state legislature cannot order an unjust killing, cannot make an unjust killing legal. It's an act against justice. It's an act against charity and an act against justice. They're going to do it. And they already have done it. You know the places where they've done it. But for them to use the judiciary or whatever means to say that in all of the states, the killing will continue. And for this angry, frothy-mouthed old man to be promising to ship pills everywhere in these United States to murder the soon-to-be-born chemically is just sinister. No more compromising with these people. No more acting as though we're going to just, okay, well, your new set of judges said our legislature's illegitimate and our Constitution has penumbras emanating from it, making the killing of the soon-to-be-born illegal and permissible. We're drawing, that's fine. We're going to fight you now in our state. Are you really willing to wage another 49 years long battle to bring about an end to this Holocaust? Brave, courageous, good Christian men must answer no. We're not ready to allow another 49 days. We should say we're not ready to allow another 49 hours. Enough. Yet, I fear and I see, at least at some level, that Grift Conservative Inc. is perfectly happy with the new controversy. We're going to be on your side as we document the judges in the Supreme Courts in the various states that lay waste to abortion statutes. That ain't going to cut it. It's not going to cut it. The enemy is lusting for blood. The enemy fears it's going to lose its primary source of adrenochrome. Its primary source of corrupted and sinned and blackened souls. We should assure them, oh yeah, you're still going to get souls because man is fallen. But you're not going to get them on our watch like that. You're going to have to devise another way, then we'll fight you on that. What is this tweet you put in the chat room, Ms. O'Connell? Where'd you get this from? From Putin. Is he giving an address there? Just moments ago here, 2.5 minutes ago, they should have realized they had already lost from the very beginning of our special military operation because its beginning also meant the start of a fundamental breakdown of the American world order. He doesn't look defeated there. The Russians don't look like they're losing.
He goes on to talk about how the American politicians are how they set standards for themselves versus the class that they serve. And he unloaded on America. Unloaded.
Yeah, it's a sad day when the premier or the president of supposedly our biggest enemy makes more eminent civilizational sense than any of the the talking heads in our own regime. Our call-in line telephone number. I'm going to hit a couple of headlines here. I want to talk to Frank Wright next hour. If you're not following Frank on Substack, do so. Go to frankwright.substack.com. Again, Brother Andre Marie and I have done several episodes where, and I've done half a dozen episodes where I have read prolifically from Frank's writing. Looking forward to having him on the program today. He's telling me he's going to do video. So, Ms. O'Connell, you may not need a placard, but we may have him on Crusade Channel TV. Looking forward to that. Meanwhile, I want to cover a couple of other things here. Yes, the Biden regime thinks that they're going to outlaw and to ban the assault weapon. Where did I get that from? Hosey O'Donnell interview with Tom Selleck. Back in the 90s, I used to have the sound, but I used to play it all the time. I can't find it. I've changed computers so many times. Sound bites get lost in between the transferring of data from an old hard drive to a new one. In any event, the regime leader has convinced himself but he's going to be going on this gun confiscation thing, crusade. And then says, oh, I wonder if, does this apply to me if I sell a gun? Mr. Barrett, is that going to make me now an FFL? Anyone who sells a gun is going to have to get a federal firearms license and conduct background checks. Nope, I am not going to do it. You can compel and you can demand all you want, not gonna obey. This is an illegitimate, tyrannical regime. I am not going to obey. I'm not going to pay. I'm not going to obey, and I'm going to encourage everyone else to seek their own conscience. Should you be supporting materially in any way, shape, or form this manifest evil? That the federal regime has become
But Mitter sure played. There's a good parts of it. The Supreme Court just got one right. True.
Look what the end result is. And by the by, the court had to stop itself short because it didn't want to become, quote, activist, close quote, as previous courts were termed. And they were.